It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Captain America Brave New World. And even though we live in a time when we wish Marvel would go back to its roots, I still had a lot of fun with this one and was able to acknowledge certain things. If you recall, Anthony Mackie's Sam Wilson goes from the Falcon to the new Captain America, and he has a young protege in training to become the next Falcon. His name is Joaquin Torres, and he's played by Danny Ramirez. Following William Hurt's death, Harrison Ford now takes on the role of General Thaddeus Ross, the man who wanted to capture the Hulk and tore the Avengers apart. He's now the President of the United States, and this would be Ford's first time playing one since Air Force One. Sam ends up in the middle of Ross's global and personal situations, and as the trailers promise, Ross eventually transforms into the Red Hulk. Captain America Brave New World has to have its battles indulged in CGI effects, but there are some entertaining fight choreography in some scenes that would require less of them. Besides, I was more into the story of how Ross struggles to overcome his life choices, and how Sam, both as himself and Captain America, would try to see the good in him, despite all the complications he has to deal with him. Mackie continues his superhero transition very well, and even though we miss and prefer Hurt, Ford does a good job adjusting to the role of Ross, and for obvious political and health reasons, he has to lose the mustache and cigar. So even though a majority of us have to deal with the cynicism within this Marvel Universe, there's still some entertainment value here. 3 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming on next, our favorite British bear goes on an adventure and the sequel, Paddington in Peru. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.